Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Jimmy G, he gets the win again. When they ask who owns the Rams, it's not Stan Kroenke. No, it's Jimmy Garoppolo. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You got us on ESPN Radio. You can see us on the ESPN app. You want to watch the simulcast, we're right there on your phone, on your tablet. Any way that you could see us, just find the watch tab, click it, find our show, and say hi. That's what it's all part of. And you know what else, too? We're part of trying to help those who have been through a struggle over the past week. Yeah. We have a lot of friends, a lot of listeners down in the South Florida area. And to help people affected by a hurricane, Ian, we want you to donate at redcross.org/ESPN. You can help the Red Cross prepare for, respond to, and help people recover from this disaster. Your donation enables the Red Cross to prepare for, respond, and help the people and provide the communities affected by this devastating storm with food, shelter, relief supplies, recovery planning support, and other assistance. So once again, redcross.org/ESPN. Whatever you can do to help, because we're all part of this. And again, for our listeners, Michelle especially down there tweets at us all the time, listens when she can. Hearts are with you as you try to rebuild what was a beautiful area that has been devastated. Meanwhile, as we've been talking about, we are in week four of the NFL season, and that means we are quarter. I know, you know, again, it's 17 now games, not 16, but still a quarter into this season. So we've been going through some stuff, revisiting some things that we have said on this show about this season. And so I think, Bart, what we should do right now is we should revisit some predictions you have made. And I'm going to give you a chance to walk it back or lock it in. All right? So you ready? I'm going to give you a couple of things, and we'll go from here. So let's begin. The very first one that you have said, in fact, you said it again yesterday, was that the Chiefs would lose six games. Yeah. You also said, out of that division, you could see them as the team that doesn't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Are you going to walk this back, or are you going to lock it in?
I'm going to walk back the fact that they won't make it to the playoffs, because the rest of that division is horrible. You talk about who could have anticipated.
We thought it was going to be a tough division.
Yeah. Who would have knew that Russ was cooking SpaghettiOs? He wasn't cooking nothing for real in Denver. And that, you know, Josh McDaniels' second run at being a head coach was going to get off to such a rocky start.
Yeah.
So I will concede that the Kansas City Chiefs will go to the playoffs.
Okay.
But the Chargers shall win the division.
You're still sticking with that. Okay. You're believing that. Meanwhile, by the way, Stosh last week was off.
Yeah, and he chimed in.
And he called in last week.
But the week before.
We didn't hear a thing. Crickets. No, he texted. I'm sorry.
He
called in 2 weeks ago. He texted yesterday, but last week.
No, I did text last week.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
I didn't get it.
Renee, do you recall hearing from our celebrity Chiefs fan on the show? Because I don't.
The only thing that I remember is him calling when the Chiefs won.
Yes, I remember that.
And then disappearing.
Disappear. Yeah.
Oh, look, it'll take me an hour to go through the group chat.
Fifth.
But I will find
it. Oh, now it's group chat.
Oh, now, yeah.
So funny how when they won 2 weeks ago, we called in.
Well, nobody invited me on.
Now you need to be invited on your own show.
Right. You're wow. Wow. Yeah. You are something
else. I think.
Give him the gas face.
All right, what's more?
Stosh gets the gas face. All right, we move on. So another one of your predictions that you'll have a chance to either lock it in or walk it back. Mike Tomlin, this will be his first losing season.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
It's a stress.
They're going to the rookie quarterback. TJ Watt, absent, injury. And
Fitzpatrick thinking they better. How can we lose to the Jets? They're better than you. Their quarterback's better than your quarterback.
Their line's not great. They just lost at home to the Jets.
Najee Harris is a meh.
All right, so you're feeling that. So for poor Mike Tomlin, this might be the first time he experiences true losing. All right, you're sticking to that. We continue. The Patriots, you said, were going to be the worst team, last place in the AFC East. They currently reside in the basement of the AFC East 4 weeks into the season. Are you going to walk that back? You locking that in?
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Hoyer the Destroyer. Now we had Zappy. Sounds like a bug spray. Zap Belly. Get rid of your roaches. Get Zap Belly.
Get Belly Zappy. So you're locking that in. You're believing in that.
Yeah, barbecue chicken.
Interesting. Okay. And then last but not least, you said the Saints are a Super Bowl contender.
Yes.
Locking that in or walking that back? Now that you've got, you've got Jameis Winston.
I broke my back.
You know, it's spinal. It's
spinal.
And you got Michael Thomas
hurt
again.
They're 1-3.
Are you locking that in? Super Bowl contender. Locking it in or walking it back?
What's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers record? They only one out. Lock it in.
You're still feeling good about this team?
Listen, once Jameis back get right.
Once it gets right, he's fractures. He's got fractures. Like several.
And you know what that takes? 4 weeks. He's already down one.
In the meantime?
Andy Dalton did
Andy
okay.
He's going to be fine. Andy Dalton.
If Cooper Rush can do it, so can the red rifle.
Wow. Okay. You are buying in. Okay. Well, you know what? We got news from Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Mel in Jersey hitting us up on the Dr. Triple call in line. What's up, Mel?
How I'm looking, Mel?
Guys, excuse me?
How I'm looking at my predictions, Mel?
Oh my God. Hey, Bart, man. A small part of me is mad that you did take this Chiefs thing back, that you walked it back, because for the last 2 or 3 weeks, man, it was like the funniest thing that I was listening to as far as I can remember, because everybody in the world know that the Chiefs was going to make the playoffs. But you was that one guy, man, that always made me laugh because you were so convicted, and you're a genius, you know? So it's kind of hurt that you walked it back, but I'm glad that you came to your senses.
But listen. They're one down. They're one down. Only five more to go. And how does that game against Jimmy G, a.k.a. Dirk Diggler, looking now? Mm. That looks like that can be a real game.
How about we go to Florida and talk to Rob? Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Just wanted to give Mike McDaniel a shout-out for being Coach of the Year. I think he's, got a good start beating Buffalo, the Ravens.
Hang on a second.
And New England.
Coach of the Year. He put two out there.
Almost had his player killed.
He almost decapitated his player, man. I don't know if we give him Coach of the Year yet.
I don't think he should get an award.
But that's the only fact. That's true. That's the only thing I'm worried about, his decision there.
It ain't over yet. They got to go play the Bills up there with the Bills.
No, I understand.
It ain't over yet.
But Rob, you're happy though with where the Dolphins are now?
Yeah, that's
right?
Good. Leadership. They look like they got an innovative coach.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Rob, if they lose to the Jets on Sunday in New York, would that change how you feel, or would you say, Tua is not there, so would you give him that?
No. I think they're confident. Teddy Bridgewater went 5-0 when he replaced the Saints, Drew Brees, a few years back. So I think he's confident enough to maybe go 3-4-1, 3-2. It depends on how many games Tua's going to miss.
Hey, Rob, you know what I like on my Dolphin? Rob, you know what I like on my Dolphin? Sauce.
Sauce Gardner, okay. Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Head to head.
Keep that same energy, Reek.
You want some taxes? I'll give you some taxes. Rob, thank you so much for the call. So, you know what, though? It's interesting. So, they're from a Dolphins fan perspective, Bart. Mm-hmm. Is the idea that, I think we'll be fine because Teddy Bridgewater has proven he can step in. He's done it before in his career. He can step in and he can perform. Leads me to a question. Are the Dolphins just as good with Teddy Bridgewater? And if he is, what does that say?
I think they're better.
It is something that we should talk about more. It is something that we need to discuss. And you know what? We'll do it in Blitzer Prevent coming up here in just a few seconds. But first, I've got to tell you about LinkedIn. Because these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a job post, a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy, and takes just minutes. Then add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile and spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Bart. That's linkedin.com/Bart. It's Bart for those wondering. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Here we go.
This is Blitz.
Blitz is coming, sack, fumble.
Or Prevent.
God, what a catch.
Let's get into some Blitz or Prevent, and let's do it based off of that last caller, because it's a very interesting point that he made. It caught my attention. Think about this, Bart. What were we hearing? Was it even last week? It was before the Thursday game, if I'm not mistaken, after the Dolphins beat the Bills. And it was, you know what? Who was it that said, you know, Tua deserves MVP attention?
I don't know.
The Dolphins are the best team in the league.
Yeah.
And Tua's got to be up there with MVP conversation. And it's like, there was a lot of...
That was Robert Griffin the 15th.
There was pushback from a lot of experts who said, hang on a second. Dolphins are a good team. But what he's doing, a lot of guys could be doing. You could plug anybody in there and the same thing can happen. We're going to find out. So Blitz or Prevent, the Dolphins will be just as good with Teddy Two Gloves as they were with Tua. No gloves.
Yeah, I think that is accurate, right? You talk about Teddy Two Gloves.
So you're gonna blitz it.
Yeah, I'm going to blitz. Blitz! Listen, Teddy Two Gloves showed you that he has a little bit stronger arm than Tua Tagovailoa as he pushed the ball down the field. You look at Tua's, his was intercepted because it was a little bit short. Also, you see Teddy Two Gloves' ability to buy time because he's a little bit more athletic than Tua Tagovailoa when he was able to, you know, buy time and get first downs with his legs. So I'm definitely believe that Teddy Two Gloves is just as good. And what does that say about Tua, who's eligible for an extension at the end of the season?
I'm saying,
if Teddy Two Gloves comes in and he looks even better.
Or they just look the same.
Yeah, because Teddy Two Gloves is still under 30. People forget that Teddy Two Gloves just got injured early in his career.
Right, Minnesota.
And for a couple of years, he had to fight the bug of trusting the knee.
Yeah.
At this point, we're probably about 4 years or four seasons removed from that devastating, gruesome knee injury.
Yeah.
And he looks healthy now. Looks like his head got bigger. Maybe it's the dreads, because his helmet, he looks like Gazoo.
I think it's the helmet.
Yeah, he looks like Gazoo. So we don't have to worry about him getting concussions, because he out there looking like Juggernaut.
I'll tell you what.
You know what I mean?
If another Dolphins quarterback gets a concussion, that franchise might as well just call it a year.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's accurate.
On this same topic.
Who? The Jets?
Yes. Tyreek Hill made a very interesting comment when asked about, you remember when he was traded from the Chiefs, there were two teams that were bidding for his services.
Yeah.
The Dolphins were one, the Jets were the other.
Gave them exactly what they wanted. They
and
were
the Jets,
to trade him to the Jets.
And the Jets' offer to the Chiefs was exactly what the Chiefs wanted. They were ready to go, but the caveat was Hill would have to sign his extension.
Right.
He wouldn't sign with the Jets. He wanted to sign with the Dolphins. He was asked this week, as now he's going to face the Jets in New York, by the way. You think the fans will let him have it? He was asked, why aren't you a Jet? And he said, state taxes. What's a prevent? Is that the only reason why Tyreek Hill is not a Jet?
Nah, that's a tough one, man. State taxes, no state. Yeah.
You gonna blitz it?
Yeah, I'm gonna blitz it. I'm gonna blitz it. I gotta address this. You know what I mean? I had the opportunity to go to the Dolphins too, and that was a consideration.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, you know, I wanted to go with Sexy Rexy, my man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I figured, you know, I'll make that up off the field. Could you imagine if Tyreek Hill was here and he was giving those 160
remember,
yards?
You probably
receiving?
Wouldn't have a couple of those pieces you got in the draft now. Jermaine Johnson probably wouldn't be here. Who else, right, that they
Sauce,
drafted?
Sauce wouldn't be.
That high.
No, remember, they were giving up twos. Remember, they weren't giving up the ones. They weren't giving up the ones.
Ones?
Yes.
That's right, they were two.
So you would have had Sauce.
So you wouldn't have Breece Hall. You wouldn't have Breece Hall.
Okay, you wouldn't have Breece Hall.
But you'd have Tyreek Hill.
But you got Tyreek Hill, you would have Sauce.
You might not have drafted Garrett Wilson. You might have gone another direction. Think about
that. Yeah, well, you would have probably had Jermaine Johnson, so you wouldn't have Garrett Wilson.
Mm, okay. All right. Anyways, let's get to it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, you know, for me, I thought that would ate up a lot of the salary cap. I'm glad that we got Garrett Wilson because he's under control for a couple of years. Now, Tyreek Hill, I don't know if he makes the Jets a playoff team. What they were able to get by not giving up those resources was a well-balanced team to plug a lot of holes that they had. So I'm excited. But, I mean, you think about Zach Wilson and that arm. He'll definitely – Tyreek wouldn't be able to outrun that arm.
Okay.
Because he's outrunning Tua Tagovailoa. He wouldn't outrun that one. So
again, to answer the question, do you think all it was the state tax? Is it that big of a deal that he would have said, I'd rather go there?
I think it was part of that. And knowing that Miami was going to spend a lot of money and they had a lot of money, I'm sure they talked to him about the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan worked out. The idea that he knew that he would be pairing with Jalen Waddle, who was a young, you know, person.
A great fit.
And the fact that he lives there. He has his offseason home there. So he doesn't have to buy a home, mm-hmm. and he gets to keep all his bread, you know, all the state.
So you're buying.
So I can buy it, but he still shunned the Jets a little bit.
How about this blitzer prevent? Nick Bosa, after last night's performance by the San Francisco 49ers against that Rams offense, he said the Niners' defense has the personnel to be the best in the league. Blitz or prevent?
I'm going to blitz that. I mean, I think you can say that. You talk about they got playmakers at every level. They play hard. They've been together. They have, you know, they're solidified in the middle. Him on the outside. Greenlaw, you know, you talk about, Fred Warner. You know, the kid Ward who dropped the pick that would have sent him to the Super Bowl last year. So they've been together, and D'Amico Ryan has a great feel. I still like the Saints and their personnel. They'll figure it out. And I do like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as far as being dominant defenses. It's not that many dominant defenses there, but I think if you go with those three and then I'll add Philadelphia to the mix with their personnel with two lockdown corners, big play Slade, Bradbury, and all, you know, you got Jordan Davis, you got Fletcher Cox. I would go with them before them, but, yeah, they're supposed to be confident that they're the one that they're him.
I mean, and they've also, I think, backed it up, right, with the performance, with how they've looked.
I mean, they played in a monsoon against the Bears. Like, that's a mulligan. Anybody who plays against the Bears is going to have great defensive statistics. Like, they miss me with that one. You know what I mean? And the other ones, they've lost those games, so how great were their defense there? So, I mean, listen, he's supposed to feel that way. You know, the key is them staying healthy. And, you know, with the Bosa boys, you know, you always have to have, you know, both fingers crossed.
All right, last but not least, in Blitz or Prevent with Bart Scott. You mentioned it earlier in the show. So during the game last night, there was a protester who went onto the field. And security was trying to chase him, and they had the pink smoke thing going on and whatever else was happening there. And Bobby Wagner decided to get involved.
I just saw somebody running on the field, and he looked like he wasn't supposed to be on the field. So I saw security was having a little problem, so I helped him out.
Security couldn't catch him. Bobby Wagner could. The Rams linebacker tackled the man and allowed security then to come get him. Blitzer prevent. Bobby Wagner should not get involved.
I'm going to blitz that. Like, a lot of these dudes be trying to, you know, do it for the gram and the net and stuff like that, and they're coming to our territory. And he kind of turned towards, you know, he's running away, but then he turned back, ran in front of the players. So, I mean, listen, we got to start making an example out of these dudes. Like, I mean, I would have slammed him on his neck. You know what I mean? to make sure that, listen, he would have been sitting there. I would have immobilized him. And they would have been like, you know what? The next fan think about that. Like, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to stand in the middle of the field and juke the security out, because I come there to these players. You're disrespecting our game. You're messing up our program. And, you know, who knows if they're getting out there, what's that smokes in there, what that is, but or if they got something crazy.
That's why I said the way I said. Because you're saying, I understand. Like, as a player, you're like, you're messing with our game. But you don't know what this person got on him.
You hope he went through security and went through all those.
The smoke bomb that he had that he set off as he was running around. I mean, like you mentioned earlier in the show, it looked like a gender reveal.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pink. It's a girl!
Yeah. I mean, I would slam
him. But it wasn't about that.
You know how James Harrison slammed the dude on the neck?
Yeah.
I'm going to slam him to hurt him. Like, all right, yeah. You're going to lip out. Yeah, I hope you got urgent care insurance. Because it gets on our nerves. Because, like, now...
Yeah, that's got to bother you.
They stop showing them. But it's getting out of hand. Like, they disrespectful with what they say to players when they're on the field. Now you're going to come on and you're going to run and interrupt our game and all that kind of craziness. Like, what if he ran out there when a play was going and it caused a big play or a touchdown for being called and they call it back because they say, everybody stopped or something stupid like that to call somebody a game. Like, these fans got to understand. Like, they don't run up... Well, they did run up stage on... You know what we should do? The same thing that Dave Chappelle did to the dude that ran up there on his set. Uh-huh. We should do that to the people. Take them back and make them understand, like Ocean's 11.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it, too. What rights would anyone have at that point if you went on the field, which is already a misdemeanor? Yep. Right? You can't go on the field.
Yes. Right?
That's a law in pretty much every stadium in every municipality. So you're already breaking a law just going on the field. Then you're disrupting the game. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Am I going to sue Bart Scott because he broke my shoulder?
You got no rights.
What were you doing there? Well, I was protesting and I was sitting off a thing, but, you know, he shouldn't have broke my shoulder. Well, you shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
It's cause and effect, sonny.
Break that clavicle.
Right? Like, that's break the clavicle.
I broke my back. He broke my back.
A fracture?
What's wrong with it? It's spinal.
That's what I wonder, though. Legally? I would love to know, like, legally.
Yeah.
Like, is it possible? Because, you know, you've heard those urban legends about, like, somebody broke into someone's house and you beat him with a bat.
Yeah.
And then you sue him for the injuries.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you beat me up. Well, wait a minute. You were in my house.
Yeah. Remember that guy from the great example is the guy that ran up on Dave Chappelle, got the brakes beat out of him. Looked like Martin after he fought Tommy Hearns. and then he tried to sue and he went to jail. They prosecuted. Like, and you go to jail. See Fleece Johnson.
You're going to jail. All right. Coming up.
I like you and I want you.
Speaking of this, there was it wasn't shown on Monday Night Football, but the Manning brothers did talk about it. So what they had to say about that disruption and what Mike Tomlin had to say about Kenny Pickett, that and more, including Baker and the booze, all coming up on Audio Files. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can kick it with us. We call today a shut up and listen day because it's a very busy day, a Tuesday here. We got a lot to get to. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because, well, I mean, we're half kidding. It's not really shut up and listen. You know we love taking calls. So we've got that set up, and we will certainly get to you. But right now, as we continue with all the things we have to get to, it's time for us now to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment that we like to call
Audio File. Audio File.
Wow.
The Jump Audio them. File.
What are we doing?
Come on, man.
You know what? We got to. No. Stop.
You premature.
Stop.
Premature button pushing.
We're stepping all over Bart's call. This is like one of the big moments for Bart in the show.
Yeah, this is like, you know what I'm saying? There it goes.
See ya.
You know what I'm saying?
This is your call. This is your moment. This is almost Power Hour-esque level.
Yes.
And you only get to do it once a week now.
Yes.
All right. So let's try this one more time.
They're in the sour hour,
you know what?
Too, man.
Stosh takes a week off, and suddenly, you know.
Want to come back and push buttons prematurely.
Don't push buttons now. It's a bad thing. All right, let's try it again. Time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files. Audio Files.
See how that roll off the tizzle?
The Audio File.
I mean,
it's like me singing falsetto, you know what I'm saying, with no beat.
We'll get it right. We'll get it right eventually. But let's continue. Did the Steelers get it right? So today, their Twitter account announces that Kenny Pickett is their QB1. Mike Tomlin. Talking about
we decided to go to Kenny in the hopes that he would provide a spark for us. We have no reservations about what Kenny is going to be capable of in terms of our schematics. Obviously, we have a level of concern about the environment we're taking him into, but you know, you have a level of concern about any quarterback that you take into that environment versus that defense and that venue.
Interesting that he would use those words. Now, remember, of course, that defense, that venue would be the Buffalo Bills, which is who they face Sunday at 1 o'clock. So that's where Kenny Pickett is heading to, and that's why.
Oh, he was all jacked up on Mountain Dew last week. I'm the guy. I got an edge. Oh, you're going to have an edge. We call it the razor edge as they pick you over their head and powerbomb you like Razor Ramon, man.
So that's why
the machismo with Machado.
Does Tomlin sound like I'm all in on this decision? Does he sound like, we got to do it?
Yeah, so like, I can't go back. Well, we're going to run the ball 35 times. But once Josh Allen gets that team up by 14 points or more,
you have to throw.
Then you're going to have to expose the young cub. Out there exposed like a turtle when they go off that little egg. And they try to hurry up and make it to the beach and to the water before the birds pick them up and eat them. Yeah, that's what Kenny Pickett is right now. He's a little tortoise trying to get it to the ocean before the buzzards and before the seagulls start getting some turtle soup.
Next, I think the Steelers play the Bills. Then they play the Bucks. Talk about another defense. Then they play the Dolphins.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Where's the break?
Oh, then they got the Eagles.
Where's the break?
Then they got the Saints.
Yeah.
And then they got the Bengals.
Yeah, I think you can ensure that this is going to be the first losing season for Mike Tomlin.
Wow.
And the crazy thing is, they may lose.
It doesn't let up, man. Colts, Falcons, who are a much improved offensive team, at least. Then they play the Ravens.
Yeah.
Then they get a break December 18th against the Panthers. December 18th.
So,
hey, you want it?
But you got it. So they got one win right now. We see what, maybe three wins?
Three.
No, I'm just saying, let's be generous.
All right.
Three wins. Three wins give them four wins. Where are they going to be in position?
Yeah. No.
You're going to be in position for CJ Stroud, Bryce Young.
Nah, they.
No, but I'm just saying.
Their future,
but I'm
man.
Just saying. That's why I said with pick 20, they should have got the best player available because they were going to be here regardless. And now they're going to be right in the face of getting a better proven
who knows
quarterback.
He could have that little
juice. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
If you knew you're going to have a bad season.
But they know this kid. He's in their building.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe they feel like in
they're
time.
They're going to walk by.
But you can hear the hesitation. In Tomlin's voice. You can hear it. He's like, I don't love the venue. Don't love the timing. But we're in. We got to do it. Meanwhile, speaking of quarterbacks, the team that will be looking for one has to be the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield, we talked about it yesterday. He leads the league in batted passes. He's 6'1". Yeah, you're 5 foot nothing.
100 and nothing. You hardly got a lick of athletic ability. You hung with the best players in the NFL for 4 years.
And now he's getting booed. By the home team in Carolina because their offense stinks and they're looking at him like, man, we've had enough of you. So Baker Mayfield decides, okay, I'm going to make this us versus them. The question is, who's us?
Obviously, I'm frustrated the fact that we're 1-3. I mean, that's it, though. We're 4 weeks into the year. You know, we can sit here and let you guys pile on us, or we're going to come together as a locker room. That's exactly how we're going to handle it. I don't really care about the fact that our fans are booing or what's going on. We're going to figure it out. And when we win, it'll still be just us in the locker room, and that's really all I care about. So we're going to be just fine.
You know when I tell you that there's somewhere there's always a PR guy who's just facepalming?
He just got here.
He just facepalming.
So he's already alienated.
I don't care what the fans are doing. I don't care. The last thing you ever say is I don't care what the fans are doing.
As soon as Sam Darnold is available, they're going to put him in. Remember,
problem is he's had a setback. He's not close.
But the thing is, that's better for Sam Darnold because it's going to be two more weeks or three more weeks of misery.
You're right.
And he's going to get more and more emboldened because he's a guy. No, I'm talking about Baker because he's a guy who double downs.
Always.
He's not going to say, you know what, I'm just trying my best. He's not going to give you anything humble. It's going to be something with bravado and machismo.
Always.
And that's going to wear thin in the Christian belt that's built around humility. The meek shall inherit the earth.
Yeah.
The Bible Belt. Oh, man, this is going to end so bad. Baker Mayfield will be out of the league in the next couple of years. He will be Johnny Manziel. That's where he's headed.
Well, what he'll be is on Get Up. Right? That's what he'll be.
That's all we need.
He will be another guy that sits there talking about the sport because he can talk. But these are the things that you pull him aside. Baker, this doesn't do any. Oh, I don't care. Like, he does too much of the bravado thing. Yeah. I'm with you. I don't love it.
This is too
You never, ever say, I don't care what the fans are doing. I don't care what they're saying. By the way, in the locker room, there's guys I know that are going, who's this we, dude?
Yeah, this is two fan bases that he's alienated in 5 months.
Thank you.
I got an answer for you, Baker. It's you.
Right.
It's not them.
Why can't you just say it?
It's you.
You know what? I got to get better. I got to be better.
You know what? I'm a suck sandwich. Basically, that's why Progressive's like, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
We wasting money with this bum.
Yeah.
And they took it from him. He's a great actor. He's a better actor than he is football player.
He actually is a pretty good
actor.
He's
pretty damn good.
He is on the struggle bus, and it is not insured by Progressive. No doubt about that. All right, last but not least on Audio Files. We talked about it. Bobby Wagner tackling a protester at the game. They can't show it to you. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, all they say is there's a protester, but they don't show it. They don't really want to talk about it. But on the Manning cast, they're like, the hell, let's do it. And Peyton Manning broke it down.
We got a visitor on the field here. Can we rewind that? Eli, can you do the tablet on this streaker on the field? He had no clothes on. He was running a post route right across the 50, and a security guard took him out. But a nice hit, though, right? It was a nice legal hit. Yeah, I thought we could show that. Yeah, I understand.
I think we could. You know, they don't want to talk about it.
I understand the A team couldn't show it, but the B team, like, we should be able to show that.
I think that's why. Here you go. Oh, yeah.
There he is. There he is. Nice. Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's what we're talking
Wagner.
About. Wagner.
Bobby.
A veteran, right? Get him down. Now get out and
tackle.
Let these guys take over.
Oh,
Bobby Wagner. Veteran play.
He had some smoke going on there.
Yeah, he's got a t-shirt on. I mean, he's promoting something.
Yeah, exactly. I love how they're like, well, the A-team can't show, but we can, and they had some fun with it.
Where's Mike Breen when you need him?
Bang!
Exactly.
But is this, though, in a way?
Or Kevin Harlan. Who's the Kevin Harlan that did the cat?
Oh, he loves doing that.
Yeah, that's what we
Whenever
that's what
there's
we need.
A rodent on the field.
We need to break
the 20,
through.
The 10.
Yeah, we need to break. We need to break in to him. No matter where he is, it should be like
a bat
symbol.
Might have done it.
We got one.
Don't they do the Westwood One? Don't they do the radio call?
Man.
Harlan might have done it. Now listen. I will say this, though, and I got to ask you this real quick. In a way, though, does this not feed into it? Mm-hmm. Because we're having fun with it. Wagner hits him. Mm-hmm. It got attention. And isn't that really what someone like this is looking for? Is the attention. The whole idea of not showing on the broadcast is to not promote whatever the hell they're promoting.
But the thing is, we never showed them. We just talked about what happened to them.
Well, I'm saying the Mannings did, though. The Mannings talked about it, and they showed it.
But
and
I think we need to up the ante in the weight class of who makes these tackles.
Well, security.
No.
There's rarely security that former college linebackers should be security.
No, I need Aaron Donald.
Oh boy.
To hit him.
Oh.
I need somebody with some beef.
I need
Via Veda to sit up there and sumo smash him.
You hold him.
He's like,
Orlando.
I need him to come out with the Rikishi or the Yokozuna, splat.
Afterwards, the protester and whoever they were, there was two of them that were arrested held up their arrest warrants or slips, whatever they are, with big smiles on their faces, or maybe a cut or two.
Yeah.
And I almost felt like, yeah, no, it shouldn't have ended like that.
That's why you need to beat their ass.
Yeah, well, like, it didn't happen, but it still was something that everybody was talking about. That's Audio Files. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Easy to bundle your home and car insurance at progressive.com. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, no more shut up and listen. It's time to talk to you. Your call's next. Barton Hahn, ESPN
Perfect
Radio.
Call!
And watch us on the ESPN app.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Bart and Hahn.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number.
Restless.
Let's grab some calls here. We got, let's go to Virginia, talk to Dana. What's up, Dana Dane?
Dana Dane.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Go ahead, why with that, man. What's up, Hahn? Hey, look, I'm a diehard Raider fan. Man, I'm getting on my nerves. I never considered him a top quarterback since he came to the Raiders. And he's just another, him and Baker Mayfield, they just remind me of each other with their body, the way they throw the ball, their whole demeanor. He's like a Baker Mayfield. Why is he still quarterbacking for the Raiders? You going to the red zone four times and you can't throw one touchdown with all the weapons we have?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I would not compare them, though.
Yeah, he's much better than him. I would say him. He's Kirk Cousins. Listen, he led you guys to the playoffs out there. It was crazy there. I mean, he took a team-friendly deal, too, so he's not one of these guys that get ahead of their skis
nope.
that think they're worth more than what they are.
Humble.
He leaves them enough room to be able to go get guys like Devontae Adams, Chandler mm-hmm. Jones. You know, so I wouldn't put him in a Baker field, but it's been highly disappointing. I don't know if that's Josh McDaniels, who's a genius who can't figure out how to get the ball to Devontae Adams, Waller, Renfrew, and be able to use Josh Jacobs in the backfield. I have no idea. That offensive line sucks, though, because they had to – Cut. They ain't even try to move him to guard. They try to move him to guard, but like Leatherwood bumps out. Way to go, Mike Mayock.
But Dana, you just said, why is he still the quarterback? What are your options? They just brought in his best friend in Devontae Adams. What were you going to do? Replace him? Like you got to go through this season with it and then figure it out. But they also just gave him an extension as well. This is your guy, man. Like this is your quarterback.
I'm just hoping that the Baltimore Ravens, some of the ball in some kind of way, little Davis could do what his daddy doing. Bring Lamar Jackson on over to.
Oh,
ooh, that's too cool for school right there. Y'all be thugged out then. With Waller and.
Yeah, but you already given
Andrews.
What would you do? You already gave Carr all that money. I mean, it's not like. Thank you, Dana. I mean, first of all.
And Danny, Lamar going to cost you a minimum of 4 first round draft picks.
First of all. One thing you could say about Derek Carr is he's a likable teammate.
Yeah.
There aren't many people that say bad things about the guy.
That's true.
Right? Whereas Baker now is in his second place, and it just feels like, does he have command of the room? Does he have respect of the room?
No.
Do you see a guy that like teammates
there,
respect?
He comes in there entitled, thinking that he's somebody that he's not.
Well, he's got that chip on his shoulder thing.
You have to earn your stripes in this league. And mm-hmm. You should still have a chip on your shoulder because you haven't done anything in this league yet. Now, you were gifted a great roster.
Yeah.
I mean, you were gifted a great roster
Also in Carolina,
too.
He was injured there, but things Carolina right now are not going well. We got more of your calls coming up in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
Say the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the bread and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my girls on welfare. Bart Scott cares. If don't nobody else care, I know they brother, come ride a lot. Come good in the hood, brother.
When you don't know the words, you
just... No, I do. I know the words, but I like it better when you kind of make them up.
I'll just lay it out for you. That's all. It's Barton Hahn. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Yeah, keep your head up.
Yo, for all those fans out there that's feeling down on their team, keep your head up. At least to Thanksgiving.
At least, right?
After Thanksgiving is barbecue chicken.
You almost hope that. Like everybody, like just give me a reason at least to Thanksgiving. Something. Every team, you need a reason, whether it's, all right, we suck, but I've got a young quarterback.
And in the second half, our schedule lightens up, and yeah, you know, we might get an opportunity.
You know what happens, though.
You want to have that fake run in November.
No, you don't, because as a fan, when your team sucks at the start of the season, but you have a soft schedule, you're like, damn it, we're going to win games at the end that aren't going to mean anything. Oh. It's going to cost us a draft.
So what's the chance? Sacrifice for Bryce?
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Dice for Bryce?
Yeah.
Roll the dice for Bryce?
There's nothing really you could use on that one. We got 888
for Stroud.
Say ESPN 888-729-3776. Coming up, by the way, as the Yankees doubleheader with the Rangers begins, we're going to cut in when Aaron Judge is at the plate. And I believe, I haven't seen the lineup, but he has been leading off. He is leading off? Yes, leading off. So it'll be pretty early in the 2 o'clock hour when the game begins.
Just a bit inside.
We will go to the call, how dare you, and we'll see if number 62 happens right on our airwaves. You don't want to miss it. Right now we have your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go to Michigan. News from Barton Hahn Nation.
313.
And we've got Craig.
248.
Craig and them on the Dr. Pepper call line.
Where What's you up, at? Craig? Which one is it?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's good?
Good. I'm a Detroit Lions fan by heart. But anyways, but when the first time I saw Baker Mayfield walk out on stage when he got drafted and he made those money signs.
Yep.
I agree with Bart.
Well, that was Jim. Wasn't that Johnny Manziel who did that?
It's all pure humility. I said, that guy is going to fall on his face so hard, and it's all perception. It's all of the general public. And he went out there, and, like, he's never even been in the league, like Bart said. And what's happening now is what's going what happened. And it's just like, I knew it was going to happen. He made himself look stupid.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, Craig. What happened early was that he
came
won
in
the
and beat the Jets.
Taylor got hurt. Came in and played great. And then the one thing that did happen is the Browns fans fell in love with him early, that he was going to be the answer. And they go to the playoffs. Like, that's all the stuff. Like, hey, they finally found their quarterback. But once the stories came out, the locker room was kind of turning, it was now Odell versus and all that stuff, like that's when things started to turn for him, and he never recovered.
You know
Bart.
What you just reminded me of?
What?
Does anybody have worse luck than Tyrod Taylor? Gets hurt Monday Night Football against the Jets.
He's Nordberg.
Baker Mayfield goes in.
He's Nordberg.
Goes out to San Diego.
Dude,
gets his lungs punctured. Herbert balls out. Goes to Houston last year, gets jacked up, comes out this week.
Davis Mills becomes the guy.
Daniel Jones is messed up. He comes in to be the hero, concussion.
And he comes out. Here's your chance, because we really weren't. The jury was out on Daniel Jones, and they got Daniel Jones all wrapped up, and they're going Wildcat. And now Jake Fromm is coming in now to work out. Although you have a really interesting trade idea.
Mm.
That the Giants should consider, that you said earlier in the show, if you missed it.
Free of charge, too.
We'll come back to that and also your chance to hear history next. Stay with us. Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn.